Let us again start quickly to go over the sugya. We're in the middle of a complicated sugya, so let us just start. Let us see the Gemara quickly from Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis till we were up to Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, Teichlu Mikela Shabamayim. There's an extra Teichlu Mikela Shabamayim, which is not necessary. Eisam Teichelu, it says at the end of the Posik, is Matamad Leima, Sheyochel, I would think, Hoyl Vehiter B'mefeirish Vehiter B'stam. There are two psukim, and that we'll see at the end of the sukim, that from these two psukim, we learn out that Ein Loi, if there's no snapi b'kaskesis, is muta b'kelim. That is muta b'kelim. If it's gadol b'kelim, it is muta. And there are two psukim that teach us this halacha. Hiter b'mefeirish, one is mefeirish that Ein Loi is muta b'kelim. V'hiter b'stam, the other one is stam, is not so mefeirish that it's hiter b'kelim. So just like by the posik that is mefeirish, we learn that ein loy is muta b'mayim shebekelim. Ap shehita b'stam lehita ela bekelim. Is menayim l'rabois. How do we know b'ireis sichinim ma'oreis? How do we know if we find ein loy? There's no simone tarev. Speaking about Eloim b'mayim, minayim l'rabbis b'ireis sichen ma'oreis she'sheiche v'sheise mehem ve'inei nimna. The one is permitted to bend down into a boil and to drink mayim, even though there's Eloim there without simon itare. Amaloima toichlu mikela shabamayim. So there, this is the beginning of the posik. That Teichlu Kol HaShabamayim is coming to be marbe, that Beirei Sich in the Moreis Ein Loi is Muta. Not only Kelim HaMuta, but Beirei Sich in the Moreis also Muta. So the Gemara asks, Heichan Hiter BeKelim, where does it say that Kelim HaMuta, and now you're being marbe, that Beirei Sich in the Moreis are also Muta Be Ein Loi? Tachsiv, ezeh toichlu, this pasuk, mikol ha-shabamayim, bayamim u-benecholim. So it says that one is permitted to eat yeshloi, mikol asher, ezeh toichlu, mikol ha-shabamayim, it's talking about yeshloi, bayamim u-benecholim. Udachi yisle achil. So here the pasuk is telling us that there are four conditions for a heter achila, b'yamim u'necholim, u'dechiyis le'achil. That if it's yeshloi, it is mutter to eat, b'yamim u'necholim. Now we make a diik, the less lay, but if it doesn't have the simonim, le'seichel. And the less lay, the diik is also speaking about yamim u'necholim. So yamim unecholim delesley leisechel or bekelim afolgav delesley echil. But bekelim, that's the diuk. The pasuk is speaking about yeshloi. The pasuk says yeshloi is mutter beyamim unecholim, and I have a diuk. Ein loi is also beyamim unecholim, but ein loi is also beyamim unecholim. It's mutter bekelim. So the Gemara asks, how do you know to be medayik from the diuk? That means the whole heter of kelim came about from a diuk. The pasuk says yeshloi is muta b'mayim b'yamim b'necholim. Ein loi is also b'yamim b'necholim, and on the diuk of ein loi, that's also b'yamim in the cholim. We're gonna say, but it's muta b'kelim. Maybe make the diuk on yeshloi, but the pashti dekra, not on the diuk dekra. That means yesh loy is mutter v'yamim v'nacholim, but not v'keilim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Eima v'keilim, that's the Gemara's kasha, eima v'keilim, I forgot the islay loy seichel. Maybe that should be the, why are you making the diuk of keilim and the diuk of ein loy? Make the diuk of Kalim and the pashti the God that's speaking about Yeshloi. That Yeshloi is mutter b'yamim b'nacholim and not mutter b'kalim. So the Gemara answers leisalke daitach. You can't say that by Kalim it is also filled by Yeshloi. Tachsiv, because they have the next pasuk that speaks about Einloi. V'chol asher ein loy snape v'kaskeses v'yamim v'necholim mikol sheretz hamayim. I have a pasuk that's speaking about ein loy. It says ein loy is also v'yamim v'necholim mikol sheretz hamayim. So it's also v'yamim v'necholim v'les lei leiseichel. V'yamim v'necholim v'les lei leiseichel. Or v'keilim afogav v'les lei echel. So, there, the diuk is from Pashtei Dekra. Pashtei Dekra is speaking about Yisr. Ein loy is also b'yamim v'necholim. But ein loy will be mutter b'kelim. So, from the second pasuk I see, that ein loy is mutter b'kelim. So that's why I darshan the first pasuk also in the same oifen. The first pasuk it says yesh loy is muta b'yamim in the cholim, so medayik ein loy is also b'yamim in the cholim, but b'keilim will be muta. So b'kitza, so what did we say till now? So we said till now that we just were mavara, we have a limud that ein loy is muta b'keilim, so I would think dafke keilim. But by reisichin the ma'orais, I would think ein loy is osa. That most as I say, sosam dumya the mefeirish. Ma mefeirish is speaking about a heter of ein loy by kalim. So if sosam is also speaking about a heter of ein loy by kalim, but by reisichin the ma'orais will not be mutter. That's why it says the posik teichlu mikola shebomayim to be marbe that ein loy is mutar afilu by boyreis sichin amoris. So now everything is taken care of. He says, I have an extra posik, I have a miut that ein loy is mutar by kalim, and now I have a posik teichlu mikola shebomayim that ein loy is also mutar by boyreis sichin amoris. So the Gemara asked, Ve'ema b'mayim klal, b'yamim u'b'necholim prat. Prat klal, I forgot to say, Ve'ema b'mayim klal, b'yamim necholim prat. So it's a klal on a prat, klal o prat, ein b'chlal elomashe b'prat, yamim u'necholim ein, ne'itzim b'charitzim loy. So now the Gemara asked a kasha, a double kasha. If you look at the Pasuk is a klal on a prat. It says mayim, and then it says yamim and necholim. So by a klal on a prat, we have, so the din is, ein bechlal elamashe beprat, only the prat, only yamim and necholim, there is an iser by ein loy. But by cheritzin on the itzin, which is mayim noivim, or Beiris, Sichin and Maoreis, which is Mayim Shiniz Gadol Bekarke, which is not the Prat, Ein Bechal Mashe Beprat, so this is not the Prat, Nitzim Becheritzim, Manad Yamim, Necholim, Beiris, Sichin, Manad Yamim, Necholim, so I should say that Tavke Bayamim, Necholim, Ein Loi is Osir, but Ne'itzim, Becheritzim, and Beiris and Sichin should be Mutter Ein Loy. It's a Klal Uprat. So the kasha is a double kasha. Kasha number one, you said that Teichlu Mikola Shabamayim is coming to be marbe Boire Sichen Amores by Einloi. So the Gemara has the kasha. I got news for you. Not only Boire Sichen Amores are mutter, since it's a klala prat, Huadin, Charitzin, and Neitzin should also be mutter. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two is that you don't need a special pasuk of Teichlu Mikoila Shabamayim to be marbe Boireis Sichen Amores. I could be marbe Boireis Sichen Amores since it's a klal prat, so ain't bechlal ala mashe beprat. So the prat is only yamim in the cholim. So everything that's not yamim in the cholim, charitz and neitzim, Boireis Sichen Amores should be mutter. So this is the Gemara's kasha. Now this double kasha, the chitzim and the itzim should be mutter, and boyreish should be mutter by einloy, filled without this extra posik of toichlo mikol hashabamai. So the Gemara says loy, you're wrong. It is not a klalopat. It says two times mayim, b'mayim chozer v'kola. So it's a klal prat uklal. Now, let us just stop here for 1 minute. Let us just appreciate what the Gemara is answering now, which the Gemara will elaborate soon, but let's hold cheshbon. So the Gemara is answering now. It's a klal prat uklal. A klal prat uklal. This mandayama holds that you don't need doime bishneitz dodim, afilu doime bitzad echot, is also called Mayena Prat, and the lumdus of this is because he holds a klal prat or klal. The ikar is it's really a prat or klal, which will marbe everything. And the first klal, which makes it a klal or prat, were only memayit something that is completely not daima to the prat. But if there's some similarity to the prat, we're marba this in klal prat or klal. So therefore, let us say the teretz now. So the Gemara is saying now, it's a klal prat or klal. And because of the mida of klal prat or klal that says, ein loy is also bayamin in the cholim, I would learn dumye the prat is charitzin and neitzin, because it's mamish doime to the prat, it's mayim noivim, and it's gadol, mayim gedelim agabe karke, so that's sicher also by einloi. And who adin, boireis sichen umaoreis, which is also mayena prat bitzad echot, because just like yamim necholim is mayim gedelim agabe karke, so boireis sichen umaoreis also should be also, because it's me'ein b'tzad echad, it's daimet in the prat, it also should be also be'ein loy. So me'mele, so that is why I need, so als the klal prat the klal, I would ask b'tzad echad, afilu boireis sichen umaoreis, and say be'ein loy, boireis sichen umaoreis is also. That's why it says Toichlu Mikoila Shabamayim to be marbe Boireis Sichen Amores. That is what the Gemara is saying now. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate a little bit, but this is the crux of the Teretz. Bamayim Chozar V'Kola. So it's a klal prat a klal, which this klal a prat a klal, I should say that Boireis Sichen Amores should be osur by Ein Loy. That's why I have the Teichlu Mikoila Shabamayim to be matter. Frag the Gemara now before the Gemara wants to accept this, the Gemara says, would you have a klal prat a klal? Hani treikloli dismichli la'dodi ninu. It says twice b'mayim, and then it says b'yamim b'ncholim. So it's not a klal prat a klal, it's two klolim and one prat. So now Ravine says that problem the Marove solved. The Marove said, "Kol mokim shata moiti shnei klolois asmuchim zelozet." And afterwards you have a prat, Hatel prat beinayim, take this prat and put it between the two klolim, v'dainam b'chlal u'prat u'klal. And Meili can make a klal prat u'klal. And now the Gemara says, l'fi ha'emes, what the drosh is. Ba'mayim klal. It says, ba'mayim klal. Ba'yamim u'ben cholim prat. Bamayim choza v'kolol. And we're speaking about Eloi. It doesn't have simon etaren. So we have, so the posik says that yamim necholim by Eloi, it doesn't have simon etaren, it is awesome. Klal uprat uklal yata don elo ke'ena prat. Yudarshin ke'ena prat. That Einloi is also not only by Yamim Unecholim, Einloi is also by Chitzim and Eitzim, by Mayim Noivim, Elokeina Prat, Ma Prat Mefoirish Mayim Noivim, Afkol Mayim Noivim. So I learn out Dumya de Prat, just like the Prat Mayim Noivim, it's flowing water, in Einloi is also. So Charitzim and Neitzim, Einloi is also. That's already the Teretz on the first Kashe. We had asked before, if it's a Klal or Prat, Charitzim and Neitzim should be Mutter. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Klal or Prat, it's a Klal, Prat, a Klal. And we learn out Dumya de Prat, so just like Yamin Acholim is Maim Noivim and Einloi is also, so Adin Charitzin and Neitzim, my Rabbi Charitzin and Neitzim Liisura. Umay Miyet, we have a Dumya de Prat is also, Umay Miyet, Miyet Boireis Sichin and Maoreis Latera. Because Beirasichin and Maoreis is not Doime to the Prat Bishneit Stodim, because it's not Mayim Noivim, it's only Doime Bitzad Echot. Frag the Gemara, and this man the Yoma held, Ve'ema, you don't need Doime Le Prat Bishneit Stodim. Afilu Doime Le Prat Bitzad Echot is also considered Me'ena Prat. So therefore we should say, Ma Prat Mefoirish, Mayim Gedalim Al Gabe Kalke. Just like the Prat is Mayim Gedalim Al Gabe Kalke, that's Yamim Unecholim, Av Kol Mayim Gedalim Al Gabe Kalke. So everything that's similar to the Prat, Mayim Gedalim Al Gabe Kalke, is also Osir by Einloi. Umay Rabbi Afilu Boireis Sichin Umaoreis Lisure. That's the Gemara's Kashe, that the Gemara held, or this man the Yoma held, and this is Tone de Veira, he held that a klal, prat or klal, you do not need domi bishneit stodim, afilu domi bitzadecha, you also learn out from a klal, prat or klal. So just like yamim in the cholim, just like Yamim Unecholim is Mayim Gedalim Agabi Kalke, Einloi is Osa, so Adin Boirei Sichin Amore should also be Osa. Umay Rabbi, Afilu Boirei Sichin Amore Liisure. That will be the Klal Prata Klal. Umay Miit, Miit Kalem. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So how do you know to say that Einloi is Mutter by Boirei Sichin Amor is Fakert? We should learn out Einloi is also from Yamim and Necholim. We have a Klal Prat a Klal. And if it's Domilei Bitzat Echod, it should also be also. That's what this Tana holds. This is Tana de Veira. So the Gemara says, Im Keim Toichlu Maya Hanile. But I have an extra posik. Toichlu Mikaela Sheba Mayim. We're Matter Kola Sheba Mayim. So this posik is coming to tell us that here we do not use this klal or prat like all klal, prat or klals, that we say that we learn out me'ena prat afilu b'tzad echot. The toichlu kola sheba mayim is coming to tell us that Boyre Sichene Mora is Ein Loyes Mutter. And the Klau Prat, the Klau, which is telling us, Dum Yedi Yamin El Cholim is also Ein Loy, is only coming to tell us, Chritzim und Neitzim, that's Doime Le Prat, Bishneitz Dodim. This was where we were up to last week, and this is the limud of Tone Deveirav. Now, let us go further. Rabbi Yishmoel, so now we explained why we need this ribui of Toichlu Mikoila Shabamayim, this new posik, this new heter of Toichlu Mikoila Shabamayim, to tell us that I should not learn out Boirei Sichen and Maoris from the Klau Prato Klau. No, I should learn out, I should only learn out Chitzim and Neitzim from the Klau Prato Klau, which is Domi Leprat Pishneit Stodim, and not Boirei Sichen and Maoris, that is Domi Leprat Mitzadech. Devei Rabbi Yishmoel Tono. Devei Rabbi Yishmoel Tono Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Pomim. Now, Devei Rabbi Yishmoel did not hold like the Bnei Marove. We have here, it says Bamayim, Bamayim, and then it says Aprat, that the Yamim Unacholim. So, Devei Rabbi Yishmoel Tono Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Pomim, Ein Ze Klal Uprat, that means it says Bamayim, Bamayim, then it says Yamenachom, so don't say it's a Klal Uprat. Elo Riba Umiyit, it's a Riba Umiyit, Bamayim Riba, Bayamim Ubanecholim Miyit, and then the other Mayim, which is next to the first Mayim, Choza V'Riba, Riba umiyet veriba riba hakel. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. Bamayim, bamayim, beis pa'omim. Zot Rashi azay. Hoyo ushnei aklolois smuchim. This is a unique case. I have two klolois. Bamayim means all bodies of water. Ein loy is also. Then it says, Nachamo, all bodies of water, Ein loy is also. Kshetatel prat shachreyem veineyem. Now you're going to take the prat afterwards, and you're going to stick it veineyem. So you're going to have, you have mayim, yamim and acholim, or mayim. That's what you're going to do. Mida batoira hi, so this is a mida batoira sheloi todoinem bechlaloprat. This is a mida, since the toira, there was no mistake over here. The toira, when the toira makes a klaloprat, the klal, so the toira writes the klal, and then the prat, and then the klal, and everything goes kishure. Here the toira wrote two klolim and then a prat, and the Torah wants us, I should stick the prat between the two klolim. So why did the Torah write it as a two klolim and then a prat, and put the prat between the two klolim? Why didn't the Torah do that? So it's a mida b'Torah. Shaloita doinem b'chlal prat, you should not be done bechlal o prat elo beribui umiyut. You should dance beribui umiyut the lahochi palgino rachmone leprote miklolo the loitidrishay bechlal o prat. So now Rashi says the whole reason the Torah did not put the prat after the first klal. Now the Torah wrote the prat after the second klal, and we put the prat after the first klal, is that salimut for us, that the Torah did not want us to make a klal uprat, The Torah wanted to make us, that we should make a ribui umiyut. That's why the Torah wrote first the two klolim, and then the miyut. Now, let us just go a little further, and then we'll understand the svara of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel came to a conclusion, if the Torah wrote the two klolim together, and then the prat, the intent is not to make a klal prat a klal, but to make a ribui umiyut. Although, yeah. V'loy tidrishenu b'chlal prat. Now Rashi explains what is the difference between a klal uprat and a ribui umiyut. So Rashi says as follows. V'ika bein ribo umiyut l'klal uprat. V'chidr shinin klal uprat. Havi prat perushoi shel klolo. If the Torah wrote a klal, let's talk about a klal or prat alone. The Torah alone, a klal and a prat. Is that a klal master? So, ein v'chlal alomashe beprat. So what does that mean? The prat was written after the klal. To teach us, the klal says mayim. So that means everything in Mayim, if it doesn't have Simon Eitare, is Mutter, is Osir. Everything in Mayim, Ein Loi, is Osir. So the Torah says, Yamim in the Cholim. So Yamim in the Cholim is coming to tell us, this is Pshat, this is a perish of the Klal. That what I said, Mayim, if it means the Prat, Yamim in the Cholim. Klal or Prat, the Prat is a perish of the Klal, and that is why the Torah wrote the Prat right after the Klal. That means I'm saying a Klal, so you'll think everything Ein Loi is also. So I said, no, only Yamim and the Cholim is also. So Yamim and the Cholim is a perish of the Klal. That is the Midah of Klal or Prat. Vein bechlam ashe bebrat. Vafilu dover adoim eloi ein loch lohovi. Klal oprat, ein bechlal o mashe bebrat. That's it. I said mayim, but I'm explaining what mayim they mean, the prat, which is yamim in the chola. Uch shekol aloch klal sheini achara prat. Now, when I have a second klal after the prat, so, if the first klal of prat was coming to tell us ein bechlal of mashe beprat, that's pshat the klal. Now I put another klal. Ahani lasuye midi didomile leprat. That means not ein bechlal elo mashe beprat, only yamim unecholim. No, it's coming to tell us that something that's daimet yamim unecholim is also by ein loy. That is the oifen how we darshan klal prat or klal. Avo ki darshinen riba umiyet. But if we darshan riba umiyet, loy teirish hamiyet es haribui. Number one, the miyut is not a pirish of the ribui. Elo miyet Shaloi tishma mimenu hakol. Eloze. Ba'adoymim loy. That means that theoretically they are giving us two messages. The ribui is telling us all bodies of mayim ein loy is also. That's what the ribui is telling us. The miyut that's telling us yamim and acholim, I'm not saying pshat in the ribu. The ribu is telling all bodies of mayim. But the Torah first said all bodies of mayim, and then the Torah said a miyut, yamim and acholim. So yamim and acholim, this miyut is coming to tell us, ela miyut shaloi tishma mimenu bakol. Don't listen to the ribu. The ribu is saying, all bodies of my main lo yizosa, lo yitishma mimenu akol. Eloze. That means first we said a ribu, and then, no, eloze. Only this. Vadaimim loy. This, vadoimem loy. That is pshat in riba umiyut. Ubelav ribu isheini. So it seems the miyut is telling us not the way the ribu was telling us. It's not a perish. A perish means I'm explaining pshat in the cloud. Here this is not telling us what the ribu is telling us. The miyut is telling us don't go according to the ribu. Ela miyut shleitishma mimenu hakel. Elo ze vahadoimim loy. Ubelav ribu sheini, if you have a ribu alone, a ribu in a mit alone, have a marbinin kol de domile limuta. So, Rashi is saying that a ribu umiyit is equivalent to a klal prato klal. And with a ribu umiyit, we learn out that naturally Shalaitishma mimenu akoil, ela to the daimim loy of the miyut. Ubelav ribui sheini, avma binin kol de domile le miyute. Vahahani ribui sheini. Now I have two ribuyim. First it says mayim, all mayim are osa. Then it says yamim in the cholim. Then again it says all mayim are osa. Vahani ribui sheini lasuyi kol mili. So twice I have a ribui, o mayim arosa, o mayim arosa. So that's coming to tell us, o mayim arosa. So why do you mention a miyut? Vahani miyute limiute midi deloidomi leiklav. The miyut is coming to tell us that something that is completely not doime to the miyut, we're saying one thing. We're saying all mayim is osa, yamim necholim is osa, all mayim is osa. So the purpose of the miyut was to tell me that something which is completely not doime to the miyut is muta. Mabinen kol de domile lemeute. Yevani ribushin is kol mili. Vani miyut al muta midid loy domile klal. Vochim afashine beperek nigmar adin, tabi kolan iskolim nitlim, deribu yemit lechudei, maisi kol de domilei bechol mili. Okay, so now, we just one nekuda I'd like to mention to appreciate, two nekudas I would like to mention. Tone, the Vei Rabbi Yishmoel, also holds of the mida of klal prata klal. But he says over here, since the prat was written after both klalim, I will not darshin klal prata klal. So I just would like to mention the svara I think is, because the lomdus of klal prata klal, the prat is a perish of the klal. That's what Rashi says. Klal prata klal, the prat is a perish of the klal. But it's a klal of prat, ein bechlal of mashe beprat. It's a klal prata klal, so it's meina prat. But the prat is a perish of the klal. Now, if the Torah wanted to be mefarish the klal, so they work together. That I said a klal, well, what pshat in the klal? So right away I'll tell you what prat. Since the prat is a perish of the klal, so therefore the prat was written right after the klal to explain the klal. If the Torah wrote two klalim, and then the Torah wrote a miyit, so al kochoch, this is not a perish. You want to tell me a perish of the cloud to put it next to the cloud so I'll understand what's pshat in the cloud. So kochoch, they work differently. One is not a perish of the other. The ribui is telling us one thing, that everything is osa, everything ein loy is osa b'chol mayim, and now the miyut is working against the ribui, not as explaining the ribui. It's working against the ribui. Rashi says, "Al tishma loy." Ribu miyut loy pirisha miyut es a ribu, elo miyut shaloy tishma mimenu akol. Don't listen to what the ribu is saying. If the miyut is misnagged to the ribu, so it doesn't have to be next to the ribu. If it's explaining it, so forget I said something, but what do I mean? Look further and you'll see what I mean. But if it's not explaining it, the miyut is being soisa al tishmaloi. Don't listen to the ribui. Don't listen to the ribui. So listen to the miyut. That's what Rashi says. So that's why, if it is, so a miyut can work, if it's not right after the first ribui, it can work later. The miyut is telling us al tishmal ribui. Now, that's one nekuda I would like to mention, and one more nekuda I'd like to mention. Taisvis here on the side of the Gemara, they bring down a kasha, the left side of the Gemara, they bring down a kasha of Taisvis and Shuas, Amoridike kasha. He says, Tonadver Rabbi Shmuel held that a klal, prat, a klal, was only said if the prat was said right after the klal. Then it's a klal, prat, a klal. If the prat was said later, then there's a new mida of riba or miyut. So Taisus and Shvuah says, Sakasha, we say every day, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, Bishloi, says Ramidas, Atayr Nidreshes Behen. And Shuldik, there's another mida over here. There's a mida of, if they have two klalim together and a prat. So this is, so this is a 14th mida. This Taisa says Akasha on the side, Binichu Betzorchim. Nichu Betayme Taisa Shvu Estafei. Amor Lik Akasha, the Dar Gemara says that Rabbi Tona, there's a 14th Mideh. Bring down the Teres Chaim says that Tona Dvei Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel are not the same. Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel. Tana the Rishmoel was the Talmidim in that yeshiva. They came up with a new midah, but that's not Rabbi Shmuel. That wasn't the Talmidim of that yeshiva came up with this, but then Rabbi Shmuel Loimel b'shloishes amidas ater nidrashes. Fine. But Al Kaponim, let us get back to what Tana the Rabbi Shmuel is saying. So now we have as follows. We have that the ribui, I have a ribui that's marbe ein loy is also bechol mayim. I have another ribui, ein loy is also bechol mayim. Then I have a miyut. So the miyut is coming to tell us there is one thing that is muta. There's one thing that something that is not doyme to the miyut. The meat is speaking about Issa. The Reba is speaking about Issa. The meat is speaking about Issa. Something that is completely not doime to the miyut is muta. That's what the meat is coming to be mamayit one thing. So what will we be mamayit kalem? We'll be mamayit kalem. That one thing we can be mamayit. So the we're mamayit that which is the least similar to the miyut. We said a miyut, what is also? We said yamim and the cholim is also. That's the miyut. Before we said all mayim is also. Then we said yamim and the cholim is also. So the miyut is coming to tell us really everything is also. So I say so, but something that is completely not similar to the miyut is muta. And that's Caleb. But so al kaponim, everything else should be also. Should be also, yeah. Now let us see further Rashi. Omishum. The ribui umiyot it midrash, since I darshan ribui umiyot, it's the rich. Now I need toichlu kamo, lemishri boitix, to be mata boirois, the osi beribui umiyot veribui liyisure. That means if it would only be ribu yomid v'ribu, it would have been also. So that's why I need the toichlu to tell us that boiris am einloy by boiris is muta. So Rashi explains further. The ilu bechlalu prato shinelei. Tane the way Rabbi Shmuel holds. If this would have been a klal, prato klal. Lo yhave misrabi boiris. Tone dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds that a klal prat a klal, you need doime le prat v'shneitz todim. That's what Tone dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds. So if it would have been a klal prat, a klal, so you know what I would say? I would say that dum yid the prat, ma ha prat mayim noivim, af charitz mani en hitzim mayim noivim, they are also be'einloi, be'einloi simon. Avol boirisich in the moreis, which is only doime to the prat, b'tzad echod, that it's g'day l'mal gavi kalkin. So then I would say that that's mutter. So I wouldn't need an extra posik to be malva boire sich in the morris. That's what Rashi says. Dilu b'chlal, lo prat roshin elei, lave misra vi boiris. V'lo yitzrich toich lo yeseire. You wouldn't need a toich lo yeseire. Because sovel tan at the way Rabbi Yishmael, tan the way Rabbi Yishmael holds, klole kamo davke, in the mechanics of a klal prat a klal, so Rabbi Yishmael holds klole kamo davke. The loy marbi klole basra le midi de domi le prat becholzat. That really we're saying it's a klal o prat, the aim of klal o mashe be prat. But we have a klola basra, no, not only mashe beprat, elo she doyme leprat. But doyme leprat means bechol tzad, da hainu noivim. So as klal prat a klal, I would only be marbin cheritzim en neitzim li sura beinlot. But in the Rashi says, in Tone, the way Rabbi Shmuel said this before, and af samach vobo medale, for chinami amoren leil, gabi klal u prat de chagovim letome de dvei Rabbi Yishmael. I had a klal prat un klal of chagovim, I had arbe, and I had chalgel, so from arbe and chalgel I learned out with a zonob, without a zonob, that with a zone of, without a zone of, and yesh le gabachas, ain le gabachas, that I learn out from the klal prat to klal. But since in the klal prat to klal there's another factor that's ain roishin oruch, so tonet verebishmol held you could not learn out roishin oruch because it is not completely doime to the prat. In the midah of klal prat a klal, there's to be completely becholat todim doime le prat. Loi misrabi roishe oruch michlal lo prat, mishim loi domi bechol tzad, and that's why tonne ver mishmov itzrich solom yiseiro le ribuye. So that's why he needed solom yiseiro le ribuye. So that's why here tonne ver mishmov said, that, but since the prat was written after the two klolim, so I have a gili, it's not a klal prat or klal, and therefore, it's a riboy umiyat v'riboy, and as the midah of riboy umiyat v'riboy, I would ask for everything besides kalim. Yeah. And now I have an extra posik, toichlu mikola shabamayim to be marbe boirei sichin umoris. This is the Gemara. Yeah. That's the Gemara. So the way Rashi says pshat, so in Halacha, Tonet de Rabbi Shmuel holds in Halacha the same like the first limud, but it's a different oifen. It's with ribuy umiyat v'ribo, and the toich lo mikol shebamayim is coming to tell us that Boyer Sich and Morris is also mutter by einloy. Now let us get against the loshen of Gemara. My Rabbi, so the Gemara says chos v'riba, riba umiyat v'riba, riba hakel. My Rabbi, what to tell us by Einloi, what is also charitzim and neitzim li surim. Umay miyet, boirei sich and amoreis, leteira. And that is mutter. So the Gemara says, and this I learned out from Bereshis Hamoris, I learned out from this I learned out from Teuchel Mikol HaShabamai. Frag the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. In kein Teuchel, what is my Rabbi? It's in an item, Lysur. My me, it's Peresich and the Morris Latera. So the Gemara says, no, Eima my Riba, Boyres, Sichen, Umaores, Lysur. My miyat, miyat kelim. So the Gemara asks, if you're going with riba, miyat, riba, so you're only memayat one thing. How did you get to be marba by the sich and the maoris? So the Gemara says, im kein teichlo maya hanilei. So that's what the teichlo is coming for. You're right. You're right. Out the mida of riba, umiyat, veriba, we're only memayat one thing. That which is the most unsimilar to the miyut. And that's Caleb. So how do I know to be marba boire sich in the ma'oris? That I know from the teichlo mikaila shabamai. Let us see. So Rashi says, my miyut miyut boire sich in ma'oris. Rashi says that Teichli is Seiris Hamas, but not as the mid of Riba, mid of Riba. Riba, mid of Riba will only be Mamayat Kalem. A Teichli is Seiris Hamas and Marina Mamaskana. In Kain Teichlu, Maya Hanilei. That is Pshat. So the Gemara asks, yeah. The Gemara, my Rois, my rois le rabois boirois sichen ma'oreis le teire. U le hoitzi charitzim ne'itzim le isura. So the Gemara says as follows. That means like this. I'd like to explain this Gemara. Let us maybe see Rashi. Deipachana. No, I skipped over. I'm sorry. My ribe ribeis gemaris li so my mid mid kem kinter my handle. The epachano. Let us say fakel. The gemara is going on the posik of toichlo mikola shebamai. So how do you know that this toichlo is coming to tell us? How do you know that this toichlo is coming to tell us that? How do you know that Teichlu is coming to tell us that Boires Sichen Ma'oreis Amuta? Maybe it's coming to tell us Tacharitzim and Neitzim Amuta, and Boires Sichen Ma'oreis Ha'osa. Ve'epochano, Gedetoni Matisyo, Detoni Matisyo Bar Yehude, Mai Ro'iso Le'rabois, Boires, Sichen ma'oreis l'teire. How do you know to be marba? He asked this kasha. Ulahoitzi charitzim uneitzim li'isure. Marba ani boireis sichen ma'oreis shehem atzurim kekeila. Boireis sichen ma'oreis have a characteristic of a keili. But just like a keili, there's no source to go in and out of the keli. That means it's a vessel that's mukif mechitzis. There's no source to come in and to leave the keli. So a boyer is similar to a keli. Umoitzi ani charitzin uneitzin she'ein atzurim kekelim. Charitzim and neitzim, which are canals, they are not sealed. They are open. There's water can come to them, leave them. So memela, therefore I am marbe boireis sichen o ma'oreis not charitzin o ne'itzin. Now let us see Rashi. The epoch ano the kiva the lav taime yoiv le milsei kishar ke'ein aprat אימא תאכלו למשרי חריצן וריבויה לרבי לריבויה בוירס. Now, Rashi is saying over here, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, and I'd like to elaborate a little bit what Rashi is saying. In the limud of klal, prat or klal, in the limud we have condensed how to figure out the halachas. We have here the klal, prat, the plat, the klal, prat, the klal, dumye de prat. We have dumye de prat, so we have our guidelines already. We have here dumye de prat, dumye, how much dumye does it have to be? So then, this could be regulated through other eifanim. Maybe it should be completely daime, maybe it should be partially daime. That is in the midah of klal prat to klal. In the midah of klal prat to klal, I have the guidelines how to learn out halachas. No, I just have to be guided. It has to be dumye de prat, and then the prat is neivim, and gdelem agabi karke, that's the dumye de prat, so I'm only marbeli sura charitzim and neitzim, not boiresich and amos, because it's not dumye de prat. If I have a limud of ribui miut v'ribui, the limud is finished already. That means the ribui was amalba, all bodies of water. I'm finished. The miut is coming to tell us something that is completely not like the miyut, and that is kalim. I have a limud already. I have a limud kalim, ein lo yizmuta, everything else is also. That's the limud. I can't juggle around in the limud. This limud is a fartike limud. In a klal prat a klal, I can juggle around. How much should it be similar to the ein prat, tutzta de monzat? In a klal prat a klal, I can juggle around. In a ribui miyut v'ribui, I'm finished already. The halacha was said already. All mayim is aser, kelim is mutter. That is the limud of ribui miyut v'ribui. Now all of a sudden, I have a posik, there's another mayim that's mutter. Now this posik is not telling me klal, pshat v'ribui miyut v'ribui. Ribui miyut v'ribui, I have my limud. I have a new posik to tell me there's another mayim that's mutter. So the Gemara is the kasha. You have another mind that's mutter. Me'echi teisi to say it's boire sich in the morris. Maybe it's mis charitzim and neitzim. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. If the limud of ribui miyut v'ribui is done and over with, you can't mishlech with that miyut. And that miyut said kelim is mutter. So finish. Now you have another pasuk. Something else is also mutter. So there's something else. Me'echi teisi it's boire sich in the morris. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, you're 100% right. I'm not cheapening with the limud. The limud tells me that kalim is mutter. But now you have something else is mutter. So the something else is something that's a kalim. I have a locha that kalim is a mutter. So if I have that something else is mutter, something that's most similar to a kalim, and the tchun of a keli is that's mayim atzurim, that the walls of the keli hold in the water and it doesn't go in and out. So if I have a new heter, so the heter is telling me a boil that is similar to a keli is also mutter. So that's why the Gemara doesn't speak about Naivim, Yon Naivim, Nish Naivim. The Gemara says, I'm finished already. That's what Rashi says over here. With my limudim, I finished. I learned out only Kelim Amuta, but now they have a new posik. So the new posik is coming to tell us that a boyer is like a keli. That's all. I'm learning from the, so the new pasuk is not being megala how to learn the ribui miyut v'ribui. The ribui miyut v'ribui is finished. The new pasuk is coming to tell us the halacha that I derive from the ribui miyut v'ribui will also apply to bayris, because bayris are similar to kalim. Let us see Rashi. The given the left Taime yoiv lemilse kishar kein aprat. It's not, I'm not learning similar to the prat. I'm a teichlo lemishu charitzim v'ribuye l'ribuye boiris. So the Gemara says, Noam amar v'boiris she'ein atzurim. She'ein lehem moitzei umovoi. Elo atzurim kekeilim. This, if the Torah was Mata Kalim, so I say the next heter is something that is completely similar to Kalim, Shela Atsurim Ke Kalim. Le Domi Li Suri Bemidi, the Yamim and the Cholim Ksiv, and Yamim and the Cholim is coming to be Memayat, something that is not Doime to Yamim and the Cholim, which is completely not Doime, so Kalim, or Beiris, which are also Atsurim. So this I learn out from the new pasuk. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. We had started off the beginning of the sugya before this pasuk of Seichlo Mikela Shebamayim, which is coming to teach us that Beirei Sichin Amoris is Mutter. We started off because without this pasuk, I would be lilmoit sosum min ha-mefayrish. That just like the mefayrish is only matter kalim, so I think the sosum is also only matter kalim. That is why I need this new pasuk to be matter boirei sich in the moris. So now the Gemara asks, hai sosum v'hai mefayrish. Which is the pasuk that you call sosum, and which pasuk do you call mefayrish? Is pligi bo rav ache v'ravine. There's a machlokes rav ache and ravine. Chad omar yesh loy mefayrish. The first pasuk that speaks about kol ashe yesh loy snapi v'kaskeses, that is the pasuk ha-mefayrish. The ein loy sosum, the second posik that says im ein loy snapa v'kakeses, that is the posik asosum. So that means, in other words, we'll see soon, but that means in the first posik it's mefurish that kalim amuta, and the second posik is sosum, it's not so mefurish that kalim amuta. V'chad omar ein loy mefurish. The other man, the Omar, says, in the second posik, it is mefurish that kalim amuta, v'yesh loy sosum. And in the first posik, that speaks about yesh loy, that a pesnapi of a kaskeses, this posik is sosum legabi the heter of kalim by ein loy. Zok the Gemara, my time the man, the Omar, yesh loy mefurish. What is the tam from the mandiyoma that holds yesh loy mefurish? The first mandiyoma. Why is this called mefurish? Amalach minayu de kamishteri kalem. From this pasuk I see kalem amuta. My time is the mandiyoma ein loy mefurish. Tahayu de kamuchach ahayer. From the second pasuk I see that according to the first pasuk, ain like kalim amuta. The e mehayech, if it only starts from the first pasuk, have amine be kalim afogav de isle nami le seichel. From the first pasuk alone, I would say that the miyut of kalim is coming to tell us that the loyesh le snapper, the kaskesis, is also le seichel. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hai sosum, hai mefeirish. Damrine lael. Hoyul vehita besosum, vita be mefeirish. Yeshloi mefeirish. The first person that speaks about yeshloi snapa vekaskes is mefeirish. Bahukro, the mishtoi be yeshloi snapa vekaskes is kori mefeirish latol kailim. Veloisi monitare. This posik I say is mefeirish that without the monitare kailim amutik. It is a shine lael. Where do we see it mefayrish? Yamim unecholim hu da oisam seichel. Oisam seichel is the end of the pasuk. Amir. Oisam seichel. Veloi acherem. That means, when are you allowed to eat the yamim unecholim? Davke, if they have yeshla, if they have simonim. Veloi acherem. But if they don't have simonim, denn yamim min khalem iz as a bekabra tak yamim min khalem a bekaylem a filu ein leute khaylo so mi ne yude kam ich der kel from this post I can see the kaylem as mos mos to get the precious de koi a miut da isam de miut av isam it says yamim un khalem isam te khaylo de memayet ein loy the oisam is mamayit yesh loy is muta ein loy is osa got the yamim and the cholim a yamim and the cholim kedersiv a yamim and the cholim oisam teichelu yesh loy oisam teichelu ein loy loy teichelu ba yamim and the cholim v'loy she ein loy memel de bekeilim loyim avul kroy de mishtoi be ein loy the second psukim which are speaking about ein loy we said that from here you could also learn out that Kalim is Mutter. The Prat of Yamim on the Cholim. That's from that I want to be Medayik. That Kalim Amuta by Einloi, the Loi Seichel does not say next to Yamim in the Cholim. Ela Leklal, the Loi Seichel is later, the next Pasig. Chonefesh Achaya Shebamayim Loi Seichelu. So the Lav does not say by the Prat. The Lav says Asher Bamayim, which seems very inclusive. Umash V'tvei Debechol Mei Mei Sheboilim Afilu Bekelim Azah. Alanan, who's a dashing lebechla la prata klau, the bidi deinamiki base klolis muchim zalaze, after a prat, der siva yamim, and the home, that's the prat, mikol sheret samayim, one klau, mikol nefesh achayer, a messes by mayim, I think that's the second klau. Dayu de muchachadahayer, krodi yeshloi, the mishri kalim also. To prove that the Pasuk is coming to tell us the Lemishri Kele Mose. That I know from the second Pasuk. The Mehayich from the first Pasuk have a meaning in the Cholam Oysam Teichelu B'yeshloi or B'keilim Afol Oysam Loi Seichelu. For Oysam B'yamim in the Cholam De'en Loi V'goli Alei D'chimatino L'keilim Mi'isurim Aitino V'loi Me'eteire.